Okay. So, good evening. It is January 31st, and this is the regular meeting of the Pacifica National Board, and it is 8:45 Eastern Time. Mr. Crozier, Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay, thank you. Grace Aaron from KPFK?
Here.
Grace is here. Thank you. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK? Can't hear you, John. Gary Boast from Cerebral Radio? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Kasanave, KPFT?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Adriana is here.
Should
I continue with the roll?
Yes, please continue with the roll. We'll take the point of order after the roll is taken so that we...
Okay. Adriana Kasanave, present under protest.
Okay, Robin Collier, KCEI.
Present.
Robin is here. Chris Corey, KPFA.
Present.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Bill Crozier from KPFT, I'm here. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Under protest, I am present.
Okay, Joseph's here. Catherine Davis, WBAII.
Here.
Catherine Deer, Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present. Under protest.
Okay, Benito's here. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Okay, Jan is here. William Heerwagen, WBAI.
Yeah, present under protest, which I guess will be explained in the point of order.
William's here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina's here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Ken is here. Thank you. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Present.
Tony's here. Mansour Sabah, KPFK.
Hazir.
Mansour's here. Thank you. Nancy Sordon, WPFW. Still not here, I guess. Can't hear you, Nancy. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, Alex is here. Did I hear another voice?
That was Maxie. I don't know if you called Nancy's. Oh. I just patched Nancy in, and I'm on as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Nancy, you want to answer the roll? Nancy Swarton? Still can't hear Nancy.
We just got an email. Nancy, that she couldn't get in.
Yeah, I just patched her in, but for some reason she's not present. I don't know what happened.
Okay, let me finish the roll, and I'll see if I can. Yeah. I'll see if I can send her another code.
Okay.
Let's see. Alex is here. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Carol's here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. Muscular Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Muscular is here. Heard Max, he's here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Okay, John is here. Larry Dankner, our interim CFO. I don't know if he was going to join us. I guess not. Can't hear you. Going back, Jonathan Alexander, didn't hear you. Or Gary Boast. Or Dwayne Lark. Nancy, let's see, we couldn't hear you a minute ago. Nancy Swarden.
Nancy, go ahead and say
hello. Hello, everyone.
Okay, Nancy's here. Good, thank you. All right.
Okay.
Do you want to resume chairing, Nancy?
Yes, what happened?
Just called the roll, that's all. We just called the roll and we count.
Okay. How many? Madam Chair,
right.
I ask for the point of order, and
we have 19 directors present, so we have quorums.
Okay, one second, Adriana, 1 second. So we have 19 present, and you just
yes,
called
so
the roll.
All
right.
All. And Adriana raised the point of order.
And Adriana raised the point of order. That's where you are. Okay, So I, before I do anything else, I just want to tell you that I sent a revised agenda just now, so it's revision B. And I just changed the order of a couple things, and I added a section on announcements. Other announcements. Okay. So,
can you tell us those so we can?
I just sent you an email. It's labeled draft agenda of regular meeting of PNB 131-19, latest agenda, REVD, REV for revision D. Okay, and I changed special meeting to regular meeting in the agenda. And I added, one second. I added another part to the to item one, other announcements, and I put the National Committee of Inclusion for 10 minutes in alphabetical order with the other committees. That's all I did. And I didn't have a Word document to work with, so I just copied and pasted the PDF text and put it into a Word document, so it doesn't look like our regular agendas do, but it's all there, just formatted a little bit differently. Okay. So we had the call to order and the roll call. Now let's do excused absences. I must apologize, I haven't had time to check. Jan, did you know if we have any requests for excused absences tonight?
Hi, I did not check because I didn't know I was going to be chairing, so I have no.
Okay, does anybody of all of the people that are not present, who's not present, Bill? Could you tell me that?
Sorry, I was muted. We Jonathan Alexander, Gary Boast, and Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Mr. Boast got the number. Were you able to hear back that he got the number that he was supposed to have to call?
I emailed it to him, and I think I got a reply. I'm just about to check my email. I just looked at your downloaded your agenda.
Okay.
Give me a few minutes.
You don't want him to start out with an absence, excused absence on the first night, or not be able to. Or
yeah.
The ropes. Do you have a phone number for him?
Yeah. Let me try calling. I'm going to hang up because if somebody else can take minutes while I'm doing
maybe
that.
Maybe he's trying to get on. Maybe he's trying to get on like I was trying to get on. I tried a couple of times, and one time I got through, and it said the person that you are. Well, you saw my email. It was a strange message.
Yeah.
So
Bill,
I don't know.
If you text me,
maybe
his
he's
number,
having a
I'll
similar
call.
Problem.
Okay,
Carol,
great, Carol, I'll text
you
his number. I hope I have the correct number because I texted him also right before I called roll. But I'll look for another number. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, so did anyone else see any? So it was just Jonathan and Gary that are missing. Who else was just only 21?
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne
Lark.
Oh, Dwayne, that's three. That's, that'd be 22. Okay, never mind. Okay, so maybe everybody will join us eventually since they haven't sent excused absences. So we don't need to deal with that, okay? Like someone, a couple people to be timekeepers?
I'll take both of them, don't worry. I'll do both. Just let me know at each category, how many minutes,
okay.
And I'll keep track of it.
Okay, much appreciated.
So,
thank you.
For everybody to know, 90 seconds, and I would give it 30 seconds, and then 10 or 15 seconds, and then time.
Madam Chair, Secretary, can somebody else take minutes while I'm looking up numbers for Gary Bost and all that? Because I can't really take notes while I'm doing this.
All right.
Somebody
volunteer to take minutes? And then send them to Bill when he takes back over.
I'll do it, Carol.
Okay, thanks, Carol. Are you calling him? Can you do it?
Oh, I forgot. I was going to call him, right? So I should.
I don't think you can do it.
Okay.
So I need someone other than Carol to volunteer, please. Take a minute while.
This is Grace. Okay, who is that? Alex?
Yeah, but if Grace wants to do it, that's fine with me.
Okay, I'll do it reluctantly, but I'll do it.
Okay, and then you don't have to do it forever, just 10 minutes or so while Bill's dealing with these phone numbers. Thank you very much. Okay. All right, so, I think maybe we might want to switch the welcome of the affiliate directors until we can get. Well, we can start with one affiliate director, and then hopefully Gary will be on the line by then, and if not, we'll stop wherever we are when he does get on, and we'll welcome him. Okay, so I would like to welcome the new affiliate directors.
Point of information, a point of order, Madam Chair. I'm waiting.
Oh, wait. Right. First of all, I'm sorry. Adriana had a point of order. What's your point of order? You get the agenda. Everybody gets the new agenda.
Yes,
Madam Chair. Do I have the floor?
This is Catherine. I didn't get it because I'm not online, so I'm hoping you'll read it.
Okay, I can read it. Okay, so first we have the number item one is the preliminary item.
Point of order. They told me that I need to
wait. Should I read the agenda first? You had a point of order regarding the roll call?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Adriana.
In light of the violation of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, Article 5, Section 2, regarding PNB directors serving a one-year term, and the approval of the PNB
Adriana,
motion.
Adriana,
Madam
you're Chair, not very clear.
Yes.
I know, but could you just slow down a little bit?
Madam Chair, please ask. I can hear the background noises. And you know that with a maestro, you can say exactly why people cannot hear me. I am not in a speaker, and I will send it too. But if you ask people to mute, or maybe you can mute everybody by me, and you'll see that you can hear me.
Okay, I'll try that. See if that works better. Well, I cannot. Okay, just speak a little bit louder until I can adjust the maestro control.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Don't unmute us all.
Okay. Point of order.
In light of the violation, in light of the violation of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, Article 5, Section 2, regarding PMB director serving a one-year term. Can you hear, Madam Chair, the noises? You can see who's making the noises. I can, you know.
Adriana, just continue. We can hear you fine.
Is somebody making the noises? Can you hear that noise?
Adriana, please go ahead.
And the approval
Adriana, please go ahead.
And the approval of the PMB motion on December 6, 2018, that extended the terms of directors, and even in light of Pacifica's council affirming the validity of that motion, my participation in this meeting is under protest. That is my point of order, and I want to put in the minutes, Madam Chair, and I want your position on this. Thank you.
I have no idea what the issue is. If you could be more specific.
Can you hear the noise of my chair? It's incredible. Somebody is starting to
get some of the more specific. Right. Okay. Okay. Go ahead now. Ken Loffer was there was some wind or something. I think he's had trouble with that before. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always happened. Yeah. Which part do you want me to to tell you again?
How what I want violation in the meeting of that? What is the violation of that bylaw? What was
the violation of Article 5, Section 2, regarding PMB director serving a one-year term? And the approval of the PMB motion on December 6, 2018, that extended the terms of directors. And even in light of the Pacifica Council affirming the validity of that motion, my participation in this meeting is under protest. I want that in a minute, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay. That's
I will send it in writing. I will send it in writing to the PMB to be sure that my point of order is put there. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
William Hare Wagon.
Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. What do you need the... we don't have a stack. What do you need the floor for, William?
I just wanted to remind everyone, especially you, since you weren't here for some of the roll call, that there were several people, including myself, who also... attending under protest. And if you need those names, I could probably give them to you.
All right. Could you enter? Do those people want those names entered in the record as well?
William does, yeah.
Okay. 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 Anyone else? Okay. So would you please enter those names into the record as attending this meeting under protest?
This is William again. I don't know if he's having trouble, but Benito also was protested.
I can't. He's not muted in my screen. I cannot hear him. I will turn him up a little, and maybe we can. Benito, can you say something? We cannot hear you if you're trying to say something. On my screen, you are not muted.
And this is William. You heard Joseph Cavis. So he did say he wanted to.
I heard Joseph, yes. I heard Joseph say he wanted to be on. Okay, great. Okay. Thank you. All right. So the next... so now we are welcoming the two directors. The first new director is Robin Collier. Good evening, Robin.
Hi, I'm here.
Welcome to the PMD.
I hope it'll be productive.
I'm sure it will, with your help. Thank you. And you. And would you please introduce yourself, where you're from, and if you'd like to say a few words about why you wanted to join the PNB, and maybe what your what are the gifts you're going to contribute to Pacifica? I mean, not financial gifts, but your you know, talents.
Okay, I'm from radio station KCEI in Taos, New Mexico. I've been a Pacifica listener since the 1960s, good friends with Richard Moore. So I've grown up with Pacifica. So my main reason for joining is to try to strengthen the over 200 affiliates' role in Pacifica. And so, of course, I care about the whole of Pacifica, very important. Particularly in these times. So we're a listener-supported, non-NPR, non-BBC local station, and we couldn't survive without all the Pacifica programming that we get through AudioPort and all the work that Ursula has done to build the affiliate network. So that's my main role, is to just try to make the affiliates more important, support them, integrate them more into the whole Pacifica Foundation world. So that's really all for now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Let's see. I don't think we have Gary yet on the line.
I just
joined in.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
And Bill, I can resume taking minutes, too.
Okay.
Success. Thank you so much. Okay. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the PNB.
Hi. Thank you. I hope everybody is doing great this evening. My name is Gary Bolsa.
One second. One second. I don't know if you heard me say about asked Robin to introduce himself. Did you hear that? What I'd like you to say?
I did.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Gary Bosa. I represent Cerebral Radio from Atlanta, Georgia. Cerebral Radio is an internet platform, and we have been with Pacifica for over a year now. It's been an absolutely great experience. The reason why I joined, I wanted to be a part of the board, is to, like Robin, give the affiliates more of a voice in the Pacifica family. And I think that also the over 200 affiliates, to sort of strengthen a lot of the programs that are already in place, and sort of integrate the affiliates into the Pacifica Foundation in a way that would give or make everyone be a part of the same process, you know, given the, you know, with their own individuality, but having programs and services that benefited the affiliates in a way that would, you know, that would make them feel more part of the Pacifica group. As an example, Cerebral Radio has been a self-funded grassroots station. I think one of the ways that Cerebral Radio has benefited is the programs that they got from all of, you know, the sharing of content. If we can amplify that process in a way that would make the affiliates, that would empower the affiliates to develop, for example, news programs at a grassroots level, and, you know, they will make the affiliates seem like more of a professional setup. Right now, we are suffering because of lack of content and lack of structure. So I think, you know, once we get more into, you know, with facilitating a lot of our ideas, once we put all our heads together, I think it can really help the affiliate program. So that's why I wanted to join the board. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to working with you.
Great. Madam Chair, it's Bill. I can resume taking minutes now.
Bill.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
I'm not sure who was covering for me while I was looking up numbers for Gary. But.
Oh, Grace. Grace, if you could spend the minutes that you've taken so far to Bill, and he'll take over from here.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. So now we're on to F, other announcements. So I just wanted to make an announcement and a recommendation. So I think everybody knows the difficulties that are going on at the KPSC LSC. And there right now there's two groups of people claiming to be the real LSC. And this is causing a problem, and so I'm recommending that the all the people at KPSC, LSC, both groups who claim to be the LSC, that they stand down for now until we get a neutral opinion on what has happened, and I'm asking Ford Green to look at everything. He hasn't really received all the evidence yet, and depending on what his decision is, any decision that either quote unquote LSB makes could be voided. And so if it just keeps going like it is, I think everything's just going to get, you know, more and more tied into knots. And so I would ask that the directors at the KPFT LSB take this back to their station and, you know, just try to get that enforced, because it's really causing a lot of rancor. It's just being very unproductive. Emails, the PNB is getting flooded with emails, and he said, she said this, and it's not really how to resolve the problem. And so I'm sending all the details that Ford has asked for and for the whole period, and then I'm going to ask him to render an opinion. And then I think we can go forward. I think it probably can be done in about a week. But so I ask the people at LSB to please, at KPFT LSB, to please just stand down and don't have any committee meetings or LSB meetings until we hear back from Ford. That's my recommendation. Yes, Joseph?
Go ahead, Article 7, Section 4, where it details the ability of the PNB to overturn actions of an LSB. There's only three instances in which they are allowed to do so. Any other instances, an attempt to do so is illegal. It's either if they're against the mission or against the law or the bylaws or adverse to the purposes of the foundation, none of which have been violated. And even in spite of the fact that a majority of the PNB continues to vote in opposition to actions of the LSB, they have yet to prove any of those points, any of these motions. Therefore, all of the motions that have been passed by the PNB in regards to the KPFT LSB are automatically null and moot because they're against the bylaws. Thank you.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Joseph, could you please put that in writing for me?
That was an emotion,
and,
was it?
What's the point of order?
No, it was not a motion. It was a point of order.
So your
point is well taken. To I will forward that information to Ford if you send it to me. All right. Thank you, Jan. Is that you that was next?
Yes. I do not think okay. his point is well. I do not think that his point is well taken because the actions were adverse to Pacifica, and therefore they are. PNB does have a right and an obligation to take the actions that they took. So that the concept that the PNB does not have the right to intervene when actions...
One second, Jan, please. Adriana, I just noticed that you were muted. I don't know why. I just unmuted you. Okay, go ahead, Jan.
Dwayne's on the call.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Jan.
Okay, I'm just saying that the comments that the previous speaker made are actually not accurate because the TNB has a duty and an obligation to take action and to make to do the actions and pass the resolutions that they did because the actions that they were making the resolutions about were adverse to Pacifica and therefore the PNB did have the obligation to take action. So
okay.
I think that his point is not well taken.
Okay, could you, Jan, could you please write up your comments and send those to me also? Okay, and next was, after Jan, was Mansoor. Go ahead, Mansoor. Hello?
We can't hear you.
I see that Adriana is muted and Benito is muted. I am unmuting them. I don't know how they got muted. Okay.
Alex on the stack.
Okay. Mansoor, did you want to go? He's muted himself. He's muted. Grace is muted. Okay. I'm unmuting Grace. I'm unmuted Mansoor. Okay. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I have a request for information. This is Grace.
Okay, one second. Let Mansoor go. Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you. I hope I can be heard. I want to concur with what Jan said.
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I want to concur with what Jan says and to say that LSB is a subset of PNB, and LSB does not direct their opinions to the PNB rather than it's the other way around, and PNB here is for the foundation. And two, I do not take his point well. It's not a point taken well because it's not a motion that we have to say those things, especially the chair, that say your point is well taken or not. And it's not a debate right now. However, it's turning out to be a debate, but they do have to follow what PNB has to said to KPFT LSB. Thank you.
This is Grace. I have a request for information.
Okay, one second. First, I want to say is I've kind of lost track. Joseph made a point of order, and then people got on the stack to respond to that. I did not. I accepted his point of order, and I told him what I was going to do, which I'm still going to do. But I haven't heard a challenge to my ruling yet.
And the reason that I'm accepting it is it's just more information. And I will look at it, and I can't make any decision on it now, but I welcome the extra information. Okay, so, and I appreciate everyone that is making comments.
I think Jan and I would just challenge your point of, well taken point with, Joseph Davis.
Okay. That's fine.
This is Grace. I have a request for information.
You have a request for information. Go ahead.
Yes. Does your ruling mean that this point of order will be postponed for consideration until you gather information and will be taken up at some time in the future? Is that your ruling, basically? Or are we going to be taking it up tonight?
No, we're not taking it up tonight. I'm just taking information. I can't make a decision on it. I'm just accepting that he's pointing this out, and I am not versed in. Yeah, I guess I'll be ruling on it later. Okay. Sally will go into the information that I send to the board.
Madam Chair,
if you want to send your comments as well, I will send those as well.
This is Carolyn.
Further point of information, Jim.
Okay, so that was two against. Now I need two for my ruling.
Okay, Madam Chair.
This is Carol for the ruling.
Point of information.
What's your request for information, Dan?
So it sounds to me like if you said that his point was well taken, then that to me could mean that you are saying the PNB had no purview and therefore we are tossing out that resolution. Or it could mean,
okay,
you have a piece of information and I will pass it on to Ford Green. If it's just I have a pass. Piece of information, I'll pass it on to Ford Green. I don't have a problem with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's my ruling.
Okay, if you're just going to pass it on to Ford Green, you're not saying
exactly
PNB resolution. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you as well. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Carol from the staff, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Carol. I'll put you on after Adriana. Go ahead, Adriana.
I want just to tell you that we received an email from Benito that said that he stated several times that I'm in attendance under protest and responded to your question asking to verify if I want to be identified as such several times. Apparently, no one could hear me. I'm muted this early in the meeting. I don't know if you saw the email. I just want to let you know that I just saw it. And obviously,
nobody at the moment. I don't. Okay, so you're saying Benito has not been able to be heard, so he sent an email instead?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'll see what his email says. 1 second. Okay, so I guess that was just an announcement, you know. We don't really have to spend a lot of time on this. It's just an announcement and a recommendation, that's all. And we don't have to spend a lot of time on this. So, Carol, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I thought the substance of your announcement meant that actually if any of us had any comments to make, that we should write them up and send them to Ford Green, and that we shouldn't take any time during this meeting at this time, because
that's not what you said.
Okay.
No, that's not what I said. I said if you have any comments, you could send them to me. Ford doesn't like to keep getting, and I will package them in a way that he will find acceptable.
Okay.
And
In any case, we didn't have to have the discussion here because we didn't have the we didn't have a legal opinion on this yet. So, you know, that's all. Thank you.
Right.
William for the staff.
I'm reading Benito's email for him. I've stated several times that I am in attendance under protest and responded to your question asking to verify if I wanted to be identified as such several times. Apparently no one could hear me. Am I muted this early in the meeting? I don't see that Benito is muted, and I don't know what the problem is. Hopefully, maybe someone could call him and patch him in. Maybe that would work better. Okay. Now, Adriana is muted again. I'm unmuting her. Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair, I can try.
William.
If you want me, I can try to call Benito. Do you want me to do that?
Could you please?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. So the next item.
William, for the second.
Okay. William, what do you want the floor for, William?
I wanted you to repeat, or Joseph repeat, the article and section that he quoted.
Joseph, what article and section was it again?
Article 7, Section 4, and I just emailed it to you, the executive director, and the entire PNB, at least on the old PNB list, so everybody should have that.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Okay. And I will, after the meeting is over, I will forward that to Gary and Robin. Okay. Okay, next, agenda approval. Item 2, 15 minutes. So I'll read the agenda for those that I sent a revised agenda. Revision B right before the meeting. And so some of you may not have gotten it, so I'll just read it. And it's pretty much the same as the other ones. The only change is that I moved the Committee of Inclusion, actually it's actually called the National Committee of Inclusion. I mislabeled it when I requested it beyond there as KPFT Committee of Inclusion, but it's the National Committee of Inclusion, and then KPFT would have a contributory report to make towards that. And it's actually National Committees of Inclusion. I misspelled it on the agenda. It should be National Committees of Inclusion. And so that is
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Can you wait till I finish, please? It's listed under the committee alphabetically after governance, and those are the only changes that I made, other than adding F about other announcements, and I changed the name of the meeting from special to regular, since this has been called a regular meeting of the PNB. That was how it was noticed. Okay. Adriana?
And Bill for the stack.
Go ahead. So agenda, I have a motion to approve the agenda. Is that what you're saying?
Madam Chair, it's on this issue. May I talk about this?
About the new agenda that I sent?
Yes.
Need a motion first.
What I'm saying is
we're actually on the agenda approval right now. So I need a motion.
No, Madam Chair. What I'm saying is alphabetically, all of them, first of all, is national. The Committee of Inclusion, all of them. It means that number 3.
All right, can we deal with that when we get to the agenda approval? Could we deal with that when we get to the meat of the agenda approval? We're not even in it yet. I need a motion to approve the agenda.
Carol, I move that we approve the agenda revision D as in David.
Thank you, Carol. Is there a second?
Second.
Grace. Too much.
Are you Thank you, Grace. Okay. Okay. Is there any amendments to the agenda?
Bill.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Bill, go ahead.
It's all right.
Go ahead, Bill.
But I would like to speak after her.
Okay. All right, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. What I said. Yes, what I'm saying is. What I'm saying is that Committee of Inclusion should be number three because it's all of them are national committees.
It's more open.
Dwayne, I think that I can hear your voice. Dwayne?
Okay, I got you.
Yes. Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Can you
yes,
hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. What I'm saying is, and I have Benito on my line too, because he said that he cannot speak in his. He can hear, but, you know, nobody can hear him. What I said, in the order that you put there, I agree, but basically, Committee of Inclusion should be number three, because all of them are national. The audit is the national, all of them are national committees. It means national committee
okay,
of inclusion.
Right.
The name in the bylaw is the Committee of Inclusion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I have a recommendation to amend the agenda to put committees of inclusion right after audit committee. Oh. And I forgot to put coordinating committee. It'd be in between audit committee and coordinating committee. Okay.
Point of information.
So I have a. Okay. Well, all right. So that would be the amendment that Adriana is suggesting. Is there a second?
Benito.
Point of information.
Okay. Thank you, Benito. Hey, you're able to get in. Carol, what's your point of information?
Is that report of a committee of inclusion of the national committee, or is it a local station committee?
What it is, the committees of inclusion they all report to the PMB, and so each station is supposed to have a committee of inclusion, and they. Report to the PMB, not to the LSB. I hope that explains it. So it's like they are a national committee, but there's five of them, one for each station. And I don't know if there's one for the affiliates as well. If there should be one for the affiliates as well, makes sense that that would be.
Did I not talk about the five stations?
Just the five stations. Okay, thank you. Does that answer your question, Carol?
I'm not sure, but
yes,
it's probably the best we can do. Thanks.
Okay.
Catherine, for this, I have the same question.
And Bill?
Not that it matters if it's from one station or if it's a collaboration of five stations. Just for clarification, I would like to know if this is the work of one of the committees, but not a collaborative effort of all of the committees.
May I, Madam Chair?
All right. Adriana, I think you could answer that question.
Yes, thank you. The bylaws, Article 8, other committees of the board of directors, that section 4, committees of inclusion, said, in addition, there shall be established in each of the foundation radio station areas standing committees of the board to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in the respective radio station areas. That is longer, but then at the end said, communities need to be underrepresented, but the committee of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the board, the respective LSE, and any local outreach committee.
The station manager and appropriate LSU committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about the staffing program, etc. All station managers and committees of inclusion will report to the board and their respective LSP quarterly on the status of diversity within the radio station area. The board shall query and monitor radio station areas with identified underrepresented communities, and any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities increase participation. Where necessary, with due notice, the board will suggest and or direct managers and committees to implement specific measures to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective radio station areas. The board will assist and encourage station managers and committee of inclusion in finding new ways to improve recruitment efforts in their respective radio station area. This is Article 8, Section 4 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws.
This is,
I don't know if the other stations do their job or not. KPST did it, approved the report. We have our executive director in our meeting when this was presented, and I sent it to the board in November 2018.
Is anybody keeping time? Because this is, we need to let some other people speak.
Yes, Bill needs to ask for the floor before interrupting people too, Madam Chair. Can you tell
I would actually like us to this. Okay, thank you, Adriana. I would just like us to take up any other questions on this when we get to that on the committee report, okay? So I had a second to just change the order of the committees. Is there any objections?
And Bill, yes.
Yes.
Okay, Bill.
The problem is that, this has been brought up just before, we have this agenda out for several days. I ask people for changes. We have a personnel committee report that's really important. It has we've been waiting, frankly, several years to get the staff handbook approved, and it really is important. We went through all kinds of gyrations. They got legal opinions and all this kind of stuff. We need to get to that. And I'm afraid the COI report's going to eat up a whole lot of time, and I think we should put it back. I'm moving a substitute, that we put it back where I had it on the original agenda, which was under other committee reports. And it's not for Wall of Pacifica, no matter what one person says, whether it being a national committee or not, it has only to do with KPFT. It's long and complicated, and it was sent out a few months ago, but, some of this other stuff's been waiting a long time, too. We also have several motions from the programming committee. We should get to that also. And if we put the COI report, the Committee of Inclusion report, before those on the agenda, we're not going to have time for anything else. So I move a substitute that we put it back under other committee reports. It's number 6 on the agenda.
Okay. I would just like to point out that
I'm sure seconded it.
So I did add 10 minutes. You're right. Okay. Okay, you're right. I did add another 10 minutes to the agenda. I just was checking. Go ahead, Benito.
Thank you. So, my understanding is that Adriana put this issue on the agenda back months ago. Months. It's been on the agenda for months. It keeps getting set back, meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. On the other hand, Bill Crozier wants us, maybe I need to do something with the phone, I ain't trying to yet. So Bill Crozier instead wants to once again move this Committee of Inclusion issue to the bottom of the agenda, which you know and he knows that They'll never get to it, and instead, move up some reports that are new. So the personnel committee finally sends us, this motion and this proposed document 2 days ago. And we're supposed to take that up ahead of something that's been on the agenda for several months. The programming committee approved these motions in the last two committee meetings. And we're supposed to give that greater precedence than the Committee of Inclusion report that Bill Crozier obviously doesn't want us to hear for
10 seconds.
Obvious reasons. Because he is one of the in what's up at KPFT.
Time.
Give me a break.
All right, thank you, Benito. All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Benito. Okay, next.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, so is there any other comments on the substitute motion?
Adriana?
Okay.
And
go
Bill,
ahead, Adriana.
If she's going to get to speak again, I want to say something else.
We already speak on the issue we are talking about here. Madam Chair, my issue with this is, like I said in the email that I sent to the whole PNB, the Committee of Inclusion, the report from the committee is a report. It's nothing that the PNB will discuss. It's not any discussion about that. That is the report, the 2018 KPFT Committee of Inclusion report. And it's the obligation, the duty of this board to listen and know what's happening. It's not any discussion. Nobody's asking for any approval. This is exactly explained why what is happening at KPFT, for example. And it couldn't be an excuse to say that to listen to 10 minutes, we spend more time trying to lower this report. Keep lowering till the point that nobody ever hears it. It's not any discussion about it. It's a report. And a report have all the explanations that have to do and have all the proof that come from the national census. Okay? The information comes from the national census. And from the programs at KPFT. That is what exactly the report is. Okay? I don't think why this would be controversial at all.
Time.
Thank you.
This is Grace for the stack.
Thank you, Adriana. You have a written copy of the report that you sent to us before?
Yes, Madam Chair. I sent it to the whole board and to you in November. And to Mr. Jackson,
wait. That's all I wanted. Would you please send that to us again, right now?
Yes, I will.
Madam Chair, we couldn't hear what you said.
Are you able to do that, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, great. Thank you.
This is Grace.
Okay.
Jack.
Bill, you get the last word, okay, on this substitute motion.
This is Grace for the stack. Can I please?
Yes, Grace. Go ahead, Grace. Go ahead, Grace. This is speaking on the substitute motion, not the original motion.
The substitute motion is Bill's motion?
Yes, to put it back where it was in revision C, under other committees.
Motion.
So that we can get to the programming and the personnel committee first. That would be the order.
I agree with that because I think the priority tonight should be forwarding the business of the foundation, and we really, really need this personnel handbook approved. However, I would like to say that it's a very interesting Committee of Inclusion report.
I think we should study it and discuss it, but not at this meeting. I think it needs more time than a 10-minute discussion. I think we should have maybe a special meeting to go over these points, because they're points of contention that this board has grappled with for quite some time, and it's been brought up at LSBs across the foundation. So I think that I agree with putting it after the handbook, but I have to say that it took a lot of time and effort to put it together, and it deserves discussion. So I agree with the substitute motion, but also agree that I also feel that this report is worthy of being discussed and reviewed.
10 seconds.
Madam Chair, this is a volunteer, and I would like to.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, Grace. Okay, so go ahead. Who was that?
John Tatum.
I'm sorry. Oh, yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
I believe that the motion to substitute is the wrong motion at this point, because Adriana's motion was to change the order of the agenda, which is on the floor, to be approved. So all that really needs to happen is that if Adriana's motion is voted up, the change will be approved. If Adriana's motion is not adopted, then the Committee of Inclusion will stay where it is. There's no need for a substitute motion. Thank you.
This bill.
Okay, John. Actually, wait a minute, John. Actually, Bill's motion was to not keep it where it was in version D, but to put it back where it was on version C, which was not even part of the list. And if her if it stayed where it was now, it would still come after, I mean, before programming and personnel. If it goes back to where it was on version C, it will come after the personnel and programming committees, just to clarify that for you.
Yes, thank you. So it still involves voting in favor of or voting it down.
Okay, thanks. Bill? Okay, Bill, you have your final word on this.
Well, just to clarify, you know, the substitute is to move it back, as you were saying, Nancy, to where it was in version C of the agenda, which would be under other committee reports. So we could get to the personnel committee first and the programming committee motions. And I'll point out that the staff handbook has been around for literally about 4, 5, 6 years. It was revised and sent to us months ago. This is not just a last-minute thing. The only thing that came this week was a few minor, very minor revisions from the personnel committee, and we shouldn't be holding up everything else. As Grace was saying, we need to get to the important work of the foundation, and there's some things in there that are needed to protect Pacifica, and also just to provide the employees what they need to know. The last handbook was just, I think, over 20 years ago, about 25 years ago. That's how old the old one is, and we need to get to that. And the programming committee motions, I'm not sure I'll even vote for all of them, but they have to do with improving listenership and improving revenue. They're very important. And the COI, I agree we should have a separate meeting or allow more time for the COI report. It's long, and it's going to take a lot of discussion.
15 seconds.
Quickly.
William Hare Wagon for the stack.
Okay, 1 second. I just want to, I meant to speak, I heard you, William, 1 second. I wanted to speak for the substitute motion and just say that it's a 10-minute item, and I think that it could, if Adriana, if she's going to do the report, it could just be an introduction to it so that, you know, people will say, she can say what's in it, you know, what are the sections, and just the main points of it so that it doesn't take up
a lot of time, and then perhaps at that time she could also propose a time to discuss it. I don't know if there's any motions in it, but I think it's just a report. So that's all I wanted to say. Go ahead, William.
Thank you. We've taken over 20 minutes trying to avoid Adriana being able to read a report so that the listeners can hear it. When so obviously somebody doesn't want this information out there. And myself, having been a victim of having my motions delayed from last May until just earlier this month, or maybe it was late December, I'm not sure. Could have been late December. It's ridiculous, it's petty, it's political. Let the woman read her report. Thank you.
Point of information.
Thank you. Also, Adriana can upload the report. We can upload that to the meeting minutes as well. So that could be already on in the minutes, the website. It's already part of the record now, so it will be included in the minutes. And she could just encourage people to read it. I would encourage that she doesn't read it. She just hits the points that it's about. Okay.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Point of order.
Okay, 1 second. What's the point of order, Dwayne? What rule is being broken, please?
You, the chair, pointed out the time was up before Grace spoke.
You're right. Point well taken.
Thank you.
Okay, so time to vote on
this. Point of information?
What's your point of information, Carol?
Thing that's going to be...
Is that Carol?
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wondered, this is being spoken of in many different ways, and reading it's quite long, is it not? I haven't seen it recently, and I don't remember.
I just ended, Madam Chair,
yeah,
and I don't need to read the whole report.
If it would take longer than 10 minutes to read, that would not leave time for anything, and it's the purpose of reading it is so everybody can see it or hear it, and it's already going to be in the minutes. So, and if she did read it, it would only she'd have to stop after 10 minutes, unless time is extended for that item.
Madam Chair, Alex says
okay,
that he's muted.
So now we're going to go to a vote. Who was muted?
Alex says that he's been muted. Alex Steinberg.
It doesn't look like it. Alex, can you say something?
Hello, can you hear me?
There you go. Hi, Alex.
Okay, I tried to get the floor at least half a dozen times earlier, and nobody answered.
Oh. All right, I'll keep an eye on your mic to see if you've been muted, too. Okay.
What are we voting on?
But now we're out of time, and we have to go to a vote. We're voting on on Bill's substitute motion.
Great. Okay, Grace Aaron?
Which is to move the Committee of Inclusion to number 6, item number 6, under other committee reports.
Correct. Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
Yes.
So it's yes. Jonathan Alexander? I believe he's on the call. Gary Bost?
I'm here.
How do you vote on this, on the substitute motion?
Yes.
Okay, Gary votes yes. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Is she muted? Nancy, is she muted? Here, Nancy.
Nancy.
Robin.
Can you hear me, Madam Chair? I'm saying
okay.
No.
Okay, Adriana votes no. Thank you. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph?
I vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No on the protest.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
Yeah, voting under protest for this meeting, no.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark voting under protest, no.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer? Sorry, what was that, Ken? Couldn't understand what you said. I think we can't hear you, Ken. I think it was something else. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tony abstains. Mansoor Sabah?
I'm not protesting anything, but I vote yes.
Okay. Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Muscula abstains. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan or Ken. You were here earlier, Ken. Are you there? Ken Laufer? And here. Okay, let me count votes. We have 12 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay, Chair abstains. Be 3 abstentions. So 12 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so this substitute motion passes, and so it becomes the main motion.